Representative Mark Green, Mayorkas Migration Flood is Intentional. By Neil Munro on April 30, 2023. President Joe Biden's border chief is intentionally flooding the United States with economic migrants, says Representative Mark Green, RTN, the chairman of the House Homeland Defense Committee. Every single thing Alejandro Mayorkas is doing is to speed more people into this country. It's intentional, Green said at a press event where the GOP leadership introduced their pro-American immigration reforms. Speaking after GOP Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, urged let's get back to the legal system, Green leaned in and said, "The more you incentivize people, the bigger the wave will be. And all the processing centers do is provide more incentive for migrants to say, oh, the door is even more open. All I got to do is get a coyote from the drug cartel to fill out my CBP-1 app for me. I'm sure they're paying another little extra fee to get that done." Every single thing Alejandro Mayorkas is doing is to speed more people into this country. You take a look at his budget. It's intentional. They cut CBP, the Customs and Border Protection Agency, and put billions more into a contingency fund to bring more people into the country. This is intentional. And the drug cartels are seizing the day to get more fentanyl in here and make more money. And you asked the parents of that little baby, how many of you have children? Who was crawling around on the floor of a rental apartment in Florida? The tenant before had fentanyl, now, a little baby was dead. Every single American is at risk for these ridiculous open-door policies. Well, we've had enough. In these bills, the men and women who've done the work to put this together are saying no more. Green is also headlining the GOP's push to impeach Mayorkas. Nonetheless, Mayorkas dismissed criticism by GOP senators and representatives during hearings, saying on April 20, "Fundamentally though, I'm impervious to them. Because, although I may make some mistakes, I have 100% confidence in the integrity of my decision-making. Watch." Mayorkas' confidence is built on the widespread support from business interests, both in the GOP and the Democratic Party, for his policy of importing migrants via a myriad variety of illegal, legal, semi-legal, and temporary pathways. The migrants serve investors and employers as low-wage workers, apartment-sharing renters, and as taxpayer-aided consumers. The business wing is powerful in the GOP. For example, it helps Mayorkas to get at least $2 billion to help register, shelter, and transport migrants to U.S. homes and jobs throughout 2023. Green's pending reforms would largely defund that release and resettle network. The business faction is pressuring the GOP leaders to remove reforms from the pending immigration bills before a mid-May floor vote. For example, investor-backed Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, argued that employers should be allowed to import as many cheap workers as they wish, regardless of the damage done to American families. "The inflow needs to be where anybody who wants to come and work can do so," Gonzalez told Semaphore in an April 9 post. Donors are also very influential in GOP campaigns. Instead of trying to win over swing voters with a pocketbook immigration pitch, GOP leaders mostly use immigration as an issue to spur the turnout of their GOP base, with many complaints about migration-related border chaos, crime, and drug smuggling. For example, the GOP's campaign trail promises hide the pocketbook damage done to blue-collar workers by the very unpopular policy of labor migration. Republican legislators also ignore the huge economic damage done to middle-class swing voters Americans by the government's expanding and corrupt visa worker programs. Mayorkas also knows that his pro-migration policy is viscerally backed by the progressives in the Democratic Party. Those progressives cannot bear any policy that would reject any poor migrants, despite the expanding economic and civic damage being done to ordinary Americans, and to many migrants. Personally, Mayorkas is a Cuban-born pro-migration zealot who has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. Mayorkas' policies seek equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens, and he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States. He also argues that his views of American values override Congress. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.